When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan on a proper football Friday. Welcome into the show. General at your service. Salute to you. Happy holidays. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, proud Longhorn dad there in his burnt orange button-up.
Welcome.
And Texas Cowboys hat over there.
That's the organization, the Cannon guys.
Looking good. Bro.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Lucius Alexander adorned in his SMU Mustangs hat. He's fixed for 5 hours flawless here in the G-Bag Nation. You have Zach Wolchuk. No Chia followed today. He's taking an extended weekend getting ready for the holidays. So send him some love on social. And I believe Carter Freeman working remotely today, coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. So salute to him. Cowboys and Buccaneers, let's start there. I do think the Cowboys have figured some stuff out on defensively. And Cooper Rush coming off a good game. I don't know if we'll be lucky enough to have a second in a row, but I do think Rico Dowdle is a good player. It took him about 8 weeks longer than the rest of us knew it, but they got that figured out eventually. Still don't think it's enough against Tampa. I'm going Buccaneers 24-19, gentlemen. What do you make of that?
I like it. I'm leaning Tampa Bay in this one as well. I just think offensively they're going to be able to run the football. Mike Evans, I expect to have a pretty solid game in this one. And Baker can turn the football over at times. You know, I think that's got to be probably your best path to victories. Maybe you do get some opportunistic opportunities. Micah Parsons maybe comes up with a sack, strip, fumble. Maybe Deron Bland finally comes up with a big pick six moment that we've kind of been waiting for since his return, because we were spoiled so much last year. But I just don't know offensively. I think that's always the question. Do the Cowboys have enough? Rico Dowdle, maybe they can run the football. But I'm going to lean Tampa Bay as well on this one. I'm going to go Bucks 27. Cowboys 20.
Brian, one of my main reasons you're talking about the strength of that middle of that Tampa defense.
Yeah.
The Cowboys like to run it up the middle.
Sure.
I mean, it's going to take some creativity, maybe more creativity than I can give them credit for.
No, and you're absolutely right about that. The Cowboys have been playing better. They've been playing better defensively. But Tampa Bay, this game is very important to them when you start to talk about them trying to win the division. I kind of feel like that there's some things that I like that Dallas can do. I just don't think there's enough. I just don't think you can completely. I think the defense will play well. I just don't think the offense will. And that's my issue. Even though the numbers and stuff say that the Buccaneers are not very good in a lot of areas, they're starting to get a little bit healthier. Their blitz package will be a problem. Their inside, their defensive tackles will be a problem. Give me the Buccaneers 28, Dallas 20.
I mean, but this Buccaneers team has lost, six games? So they're very beatable.
Well,
you know, it's not like you're taking on a juggernaut here. If the Cowboys play great, I think they can win this game, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to play great. The Buccaneers, if you look at their situation, they should have gone for a two-point conversion against Kansas City there. They had them beat. They are the one team to beat Philadelphia and Detroit as well. So, you know, they've had some losses. I think a lot of that, Gavin, has been because of the health in that secondary. Their numbers are bad, but it's kind of like the Cowboys. If you look at the last 4 or 5 weeks, the Cowboys' defensive numbers have been better. And I think the Buccaneers were in a really, really big hole like the Cowboys were. So now they're trying to dig out, but they're a better football team, especially at the quarterback spot. You know, Dallas has got to find a way. You know, Dallas has got the ability to run the football, yes. Do they run the ball on the outside well enough to take advantage of that? Rico Dowdle is really an inside runner, tough inside runner, plays right into kind of the strength of the Bucs. If you want to tell me that, we're going to have a game where Turpin and Lamb also become the edge players, and now the ball's going to the outside, yeah, maybe you have a little bit better chance. But this is Cooper Rush, and we've seen with Cooper Rush, he lacks mobility.
Yeah.
And they'll feast off the lack of mobility there.
And this Tampa thing has got things figured out since losing four in a row going into the bye. They've now won four in a row. Yeah. And they, you know, they lost to some good teams, Baltimore, Kansas City, and San Francisco in there, I guess. And one of the games McCaffrey played in, that was 23-20. They took Kansas City to overtime, as you mentioned.
Should have gone for two. They should have right there tried to end the game, and Todd Bowles elected. And we all remember very famously the video from the coin flip when Baker Mayfield stand there and it goes in the air and it comes down. And he knows Pat Mahomes is getting the ball.
He just lost
the
game.
And he just looks up in the heavens like, we're about to take this L.
Yeah.
And then they got Kirk Cousins with his best games of the year, like two crazy games against Atlanta. So, it's not like any of your losses are good losses, but theirs, when you look at it, it's like, okay, not terrible.
Trayvon Diggs headed for a fairly rare surgery in the world of football. A bone graft is going to happen as well.
We talked about that. Yeah. Remember the injury? We all were scrambling to look it up, what it was. And then it was like cartilage and bone. And then we were talking about microfracture and all that stuff. So, maybe Dr. Cooper's got something up his sleeve that we don't know about.
Recently, Noah Brown, Raheem Mostert, Xavien Howard have had a surgery that involves a bone graft, and it can be tricky and take as long as 12 months for recovery, so we'll hope for the best for Diggs, who is yet to have the operation. Okay, I mentioned it in Crosstalk. Maybe the greatest weekend of college football we've ever experienced is upon us.
There was a 1979 bowl game season. On a Saturday and Sunday, Dawson, you weren't a part of.
It was a hell of a day.
Your best day?
Yeah, it was one of my best days. We didn't have remotes. We had three TVs. We had to stand. One of the TVs was black and white that we had to kind of, but it was 1979. That was one of the better days.
I was watching TV in 1979. Don't think I caught that weekend, but we did have a black and white. That was the kitchen TV.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And everybody crowded around like it was the best picture you've ever seen.
Yeah. We had a 13-inch color TV in the living room, and we thought that was terrific. Yeah. Four playoff games. Big spreads, guys. Would any upset surprise you, though? Looking at these games, Penn State 8.5 against SMU. You have Texas and Clemson at DKR. The Longhorns, the biggest favorite of the weekend at 12. Ohio State's a 7-point favorite. And tonight, Indiana and Notre Dame, the Irish, a 6.5-point favorite in the snow.
I would be surprised if Indiana beat Notre Dame.
That'd be your big shocker?
Yeah, that would be the big shocker for me.
How much better is this, though, than the ways we've crowned champions over the last century?
I'll tell you what, man, it made us kind of think are a little bit differently. On Tuesdays, we were a little bit more locked in to, okay, what were teams, it went to be, what were teams 5, 6, 7 to, like, okay, now what are teams 13, 14, 15?
Yeah.
And then what's funny is, you had teams that were very, very poor during the season, like Clemson. There was times where Clemson was ranked like 17th. I was watching film, and I'm like, oh, it's the 20th ranked Clemson Tigers. And you're like, so they go from being like 20th in the season to all of a sudden getting into the playoffs?
Get that conference championship.
So, yeah, I think it made it a lot more interesting for us all when we started to follow it.
What do the Longhorns need to do to win?
I think, to me, they have got to get off to an early start. They have got to find a way not to let Clemson get up in this football game. Now, Clemson got up on SMU, and SMU was able to rally back. But Texas has had traditionally some slow starts in these big games. They've got to find a way. They have got to make the crowd, even though it's a huge spread, they've got to be a little, the crowd there in Austin has to be a little concerned about, this Clemson football team, and the fact that they see it's a huge spread. If there could be a lot of uneasiness if all of a sudden Texas is down 14-0 or 17-7 or something like that, then you're going to start to hear the murmurs, and you're going to start to hear the, where's Manning chants and stuff like that. If Texas has just got to get off to a much better start. than they have in these big, big games.
And it's run the ball. You're going up against the worst run defense in the college football playoff in Clemson. If Texas can get the running game going, and they've done it well against really everybody outside
Texas
of Georgia.
A&M, and they crushed A&M running the ball.
Yeah, they did. And they had some moments against Georgia, but I think they can consistently, they should be able to run the football against Clemson. That'll help. And then if Cade Klubnik's going to run, you got to make him pay for those. And they got some good matchups late in the season.
Hit him.
Yep, absolutely. Make him think twice about tucking that football.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Manning, I guess old Archie was talking again, and he mentioned that he'd like him to play for Belichick.
Yeah.
So the UNC fans are all chatting about that on Twitter. I think you said it best.
Like Mike Lombardi's burning up the phone lines right now to that Manning family trying to get that kid to Chapel Hill.
Yeah, we got it for you.
No way that happens, right? I mean, I guess a check.
Listen, I know Mike well enough that where Mike is going to make somebody say no to him.
You might as well try.
If you're gonna let me, pay players and recruit players and not be punished for it, hey, all for it. That's what he's gonna do. So, yeah, does Manning leave Texas? Likely not. But I guarantee you, if they're gonna treat that program like they said in North Carolina, like a pro team, they're gonna do pro team things to try and make it happen. Now, our pro team here doesn't do those types of things. But, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, that team in North Carolina is going to act like a pro team.
Yeah.
Our pro team will kind of wait and see what happens here.
Yeah. Yeah. They're kind of stuck in their ways. I guess Archie is just talking with a lot of people with cameras, and he's willing to be agreeable.
He's 70-something years old. I'm going to be that way one day. You're going to ask me a question, Dawson. I'm going to say, you know what? That show we were on, that was a terrible show. I never liked anybody that was on it. And you're going to look at me like, oh, man, we did that show for like 7 years. And you're like, you were terrible at it, And that other show, the midday show, was better. That Bassick, he was more of a likable guy. And
have another Dos Equis, Brian. Yeah,
exactly.
That's what Quincy Jones did, remember?
Yeah.
He crashed on everybody he ever worked with when he got old. Started telling all the secrets on the microphones.
You just get like, you know what? I'm about to go, and I don't want to.
I know they were waiting for Quincy's ass when he got to heaven.
Yeah.
We heard what you said.
I'm hoping my ability to stay silent will pay off in those older years, but you never know what's going to fly out of a kid's mouth or an older gentleman's mouth, and this might just be the latest example.
I think Archie is having a good time in life, and
nice.
You know what, he's just got it every time somebody puts a mic in his face, and they're probably, when they get together, they're all like, Dad, stop.
Yeah.
Ah, you know what? I'm Archie Manning.
Ask me a question.
I was a Heisman Trophy candidate before any of you guys were ever alive.
You know you'd like to play for Belichick and the Cowboys and
absolutely.
The Longhorns. I'm not telling
all
any lies.
Absolutely.
Former NFL quarterback Michael Vick named the new head coach at Norfolk State officially.
Lucius called that one. Lucius called it.
Yeah.
They're going up in a 757. I'm pretty sure of it, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be on fire.
The merch is about to fly off the shelves.
Yes. Yes. Vick, 44 years old. He replaces Dawson Odoms, who was fired by the Spartans in November after a 4-8 season. I'll tell you what, this is an interesting trend that Dion is setting, and I think it's why Jason Witten is a much better fit if he wants to go to college.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the opening at Tennessee isn't there now, but maybe you start at a smaller school like Dion and Michael Vick are, and then, take the next step when it becomes available. But I think the model is clear. If you have a big celebrity and a guy that knows what it takes to be great in the NFL, kids want to play for you, the name recognition, and, you can learn how to be a head coach on the job, especially if you have coordinators and everybody around you, or maybe you already know how to be a good head coach, but nobody's going to give you a shot usually without a resume. But now this is an incredible path for universities to try to get an advantage in recruiting and for former players to become college coaches themselves.
No doubt. And then the funding aspect of it now with NIL having taken over. I'm excited to see what Michael Vick can do. I mean, we just saw now it was high school, but Teddy Bridgewater retires, goes to St. Thomas, boom, they win a state championship in high school. Now he wants to come back to the NFL. Maybe he's got a future. Maybe he's the next quarterback that goes ahead and tries to take one of these college gigs.
Yeah, it's opened up quite a bit, and especially because a lot of the older coaches that have been there don't like the way that it's gone or don't have the skill set to optimize how it shifted.
Yeah, there's you talk about players that they're getting these opportunities, like Eddie George went to Tennessee State. It's made a big difference. Lucius, Michael Vick from Newport News.
Yes.
Is that where he's from?
Yes.
Okay, this is here we go.
Yeah, that's all the seven cities. I'm pretty sure they're super excited about this.
My dad grew up in Norfolk.
Let's get AI to coach the basketball team now next.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Let's go. Let's just go all the way
Georgetown?
With it. No. Norfolk. They're in Norfolk.
Okay. Yeah.
Crash on out, man.
Yeah, that'd be something. Hey, heck, there's a huge opportunity. I mean, just look at what TCU and SMU have done, pushing themselves in the championship picture over the last couple of years. Okay, G-Bag of the Day at 2:30. There's a new Mavs streaming app, and why I didn't mind last night's loss and their strategy coming up.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Back to the nation. Welcome back, nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Ciroc Vodka. Please drink responsibly. Pregame Sunday at 3 here on The Fan. We'll visit live from the field with Jack Collinsworth, part of NBC's Football Night in America crew. We'll visit live from the field with one of our very favorite network guests, Jane Slater from the NFL Network.
I think Jane's not working this week then on okay. that one, so that was a revision.
We'll also have Gene Dekaroff on
the
show.
We'll have him.
The Tampa
Bay Cannons. Part of the Cannons. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
And, of course, Chris Arnold's player profile this week is with Chauncey Golston. You'll have Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Brad and Babe, Christy Scales, and a bunch of others in the pre. And Zach and Brian, your phone calls and player coach interviews in the postgame.
Yes.
All righty.
Get those calls going.
Yeah. Get them fired up.
Line them up.
Fire them, Cannon.
Okay. We'll talk about Cowboys' keys to victory here in just a second as well. But good news if you're wanting the Mavs games. And you're like me at this point, just, you know, charge me a monthly fee and, you know, and make it simple. Mavs TV in collaboration with Endeavor Streaming and the NBA getting you for $14.99 a month or $98 for the season, $99 for the season. Hmm. The Mavs TV app will be on connected devices, TVs, Android, and Fire. And for a limited time, while supplies last, fans subscribing to a season-long pass will get a $50 Mavs Shop gift card to accompany their season-long subscription. And Club Mav members still have a chance to opt into a complimentary season-long pass until December 31st.
Okay.
So I'd say that's a big win for accessibility and maybe a glimpse into the future as far as where these things are going, just the teams running their own apps and, you know, selling their own ads. And yeah, I just more simple, please. I desperately miss the days of digital cable where if you had the top tier, then you could watch dang near anything. And you know, now it's like I want to watch this show, The Jackal, but I don't have Peacock or Paramount or whatever I need. So I need to go in and log in and sign up and verify the email and all that. And it's just it's exhausting, Lucius.
Remember those cards you used to be able to put in your satellite dish situation?
Yes.
You get everything.
Yeah.
Ultimate fighting, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would drive by and see somebody with a satellite dish in their backyard and figure they were rich, you know, just with all the envy in the world.
Man, they got it.
So the Mavs without Luka and Kyrie last night, 118-95 loss to the Clippers. Norman Powell is a hooper, and he had 29 for the Clippers. I think they've proven, guys, do you agree? We're pretty freaking good. We need to get healthy for the playoffs. And, you know, I think Jason Kidd has a championship mentality when it comes to the regular season. And he has players that are tired or maybe up there with Kyrie Irving or Luka. You know, maybe they have, you know, the numbers on his body that he's just not, you know, able to sustain energy levels for weeks and weeks and months at a time on an NBA schedule. And if you know that about your guys, then resting for the playoffs is all I want to do. I mean, I do feel bad for the folks that maybe we got one game, we're going to go see the Clippers the week before Christmas, and you get there and Luka yeah. and Kyrie are not there. That hurts. And maybe that takes away from what could be a lifelong memory. I know 2 years ago we had Derek Holland seats and Luka fist bumped Abby. And she was in heaven. You know, she still talks about it. So,
yeah, it's a lifelong memory.
But, I mean, only the Cowboys can stay relevant without championships or without appearances in the finals. For every other team, the championship is the lifeblood. And I want my teams going for that above everything. So however many games Luka or Kyrie has to sit out, I'm totally fine with it if all we got was, you know, a thinly veiled load management night where both your main guys had to sit out. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I think like big picture outlook, I'm with you 100%. And I think Jason Kidd and this Mavs team has proven to you they don't really care as much about the seeding and getting home court and wherever they end up falling in this playoff race. They're going to find a way to navigate whatever their matchup is. And Jason Kidd's proven in the postseason he's been fantastic trying to give his team some type of leverage in these scenarios. But it is. Like, I was listening to KMC talk about this. Maybe this was your Christmas gift, and you couldn't afford to go to the game on Christmas Day because tickets are super expensive, and then you find out literally day of, well, I'm not getting to see Luka, and I'm not getting to see Kyrie. So from a consumer that's paying big money just to be able to go to the game as a fan, I totally understand the frustration there. But big picture-wise, just for Maverick's success, when it comes to some of this load management stuff, yeah, I get it. And we'll see what happens with the next game tomorrow night against the Clippers. Like, do they end up sitting James Harden and then you do have Kyrie and Luka playing? I don't know. I mean, I know Mike was talking about maybe there's like an under the table handshake agreement. We'll sit our studs one night, you sit yours the other. And if you end up setting us, then whatever, that's how it is. But I do get always the fan frustration of the load management. I'm paying to go see the game's biggest stars, and then I find out because I bought the games weeks in advance, now I'm not going to get to see it, so I just wasted my money is what it feels like to me.
Yeah, it's tough, and you know, I don't know if I would buy tickets in advance if I was like that. If it was one game,
seem worth it.
I might just stay flexible and be ready. You know, if we get the kind of report on who's playing and who's not, then hey, we're going to this game, we're going to that game. Okay, we have five things to watch when the Cowboys host the Buccaneers on Sunday night. And one of the main reasons from Brian Broaddus's Krusty's Corner on Wednesday that really gives me pause is, you know, the description of this running attack. It's, you know, it's pretty good. Their offensive coordinator, Cohen, worked under McVay for 5 years. And it's not like a carbon copy or anything of the McVay offense, but they are running the hell out of the ball, 5.2. Yeah. And they break it up between two different guys there, yeah. White and Irving.
Yeah.
Just running all over teams. I feel like this is a snap back to reality moment for anybody that was hoping for a late season run on just how, you know, good this Cowboys defense is. I guess if Chief was here, he'd call it a truth serum game.
Yeah.
Can you stop this?
On Sunday, he will. He'll call it a truth serum game again, right in the pregame. He goes, hey, this is a truth serum game. So he's done it like, I think they're 0-3 in truth serum games this year.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. This is probably going to be another one. And then, you know, Rico against this defense, he did average when he was running the gauntlet against bad teams or good teams in the first half of the season. Yeah. He was still at 4.5. And this last month with 100-yard games and, what was it, 6 yards per attempt on Sunday, can he have another successful game against this Tampa defense, Brian?
It's going to be very, very difficult because where Tampa is a little bit weak is on the edges. And Dallas's offense really, when they run the ball, doesn't really allow them to get out on the edges. And they also play a lot of heavy box. And when you play heavy box against the Cowboys are one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to, I think they're like at about 3.4 yards a carry.
Hmm.
So that means the heavy box is the extra defenders. You know, we talked about they play a lot of the single high. Well, what happens is that safety plays down in that box. And, you know, Tampa has had problems. When the ball gets on the edge, they're not as good. Inside, they're much better because their linebacker and their defensive tackles are really, really good at defending those plays. But if Dallas can find a way to get the ball to the outside, a little bit better opportunity there. But, like I say, with that extra defender, Dallas just all year, even some of the good games that Rico has had, when they've loaded that box up, it's been a little bit harder for them to run.
And this Tampa offense, we know what Baker Mayfield can do when he's hot. They have 3 good receivers. They get good tight end play. You know, I don't think without Diggs, you have a realistic chance of shutting down either their running game or their passing game. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Ah, you caught me in the middle. I was trying to text DJ and tell him there's a paper jam here.
Uh-oh.
In the printer. But I'm kind of hesitant about it because every time you tell these guys there's a problem, they come and fix it real fast and look at you like you're silly. Oh, you know what I mean? Feeling. All you had to do is this right here, Lucius. All right. So I'm doing this without any paper, so I got to lean close to this computer because I have no eyes. Our winner and champ is Eric Schiaffalo. He's not here, but he'll alley-oop any question you throw up out there. Even if it's not directed towards him. Even if you're just calling for audio like the general was. Aww, and it's that time of the month.
Mm-mm-mm.
From my computer.
Got a gator situation over there in the Pimp Cup.
I'll open it up over here in just a second.
You want me to text DJ for you?
Yeah. Yeah, if you do it, maybe he won't make fun of me.
How about if Dawson just does it and I'll play chief? Yeah, we'll just...
Just throw it up and say it?
Yeah, and I was just like, well, you know, Dawson,
you know, when well, you think know, about it...
I don't have a great answer. You know. What'd you say?
All right, here he goes.
Okay, we go to Jerry with Sean and RJ. Things going much more smoothly, you know, this time of year. And this was a very interesting question. Are McCarthy and Zimmer tied together because they're both in the expiring year of their contracts? We're going to get Jerry.
Well, that's the way I do. And especially after the last ball game.
I want to hear it again. I like how he's just like, okay.
In the expiring year of their contracts. And rest assured, don't worry, you will hear the fight between Wolchuk and Broadus again, and has been nominated for G-Bag of the Year. It was fast-tracked.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you guys pushed that out the way.
I thought it was so well played on our part to navigate that.
What a play by me.
Yeah. All right.
What a play by me, yeah.
All right, let's go to Patriots wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. Apparently, his wife is responsible for his attire, his drip, if you will. He's getting a lot of compliments for his clothes.
Nice.
And they bring it up during a little presser right here. And check how this exchange happened.
So my wife is actually my stylist. Shout out to my wife. She's going to love this. She puts it all together for me. So she's doing good. I don't know what she got ready for me, but we'll see.
So every outfit, she's the one who's
She's behind it all. She's behind it all.
Can you give her... Can I get a number in the respectful way? Strictly wardrobe part of life.
Hold on. What you mean? Hold on. What is he asking? What are you asking?
He wants our business card.
Oh, business card. Her Instagram is Vanessa Bourne.
Dang.
My man said, "What do you own?"
I'll tell you, the lady reporter was a nice save, though. Nice save by the lady reporter because
helping out.
He was asking the number. She said, "Business card." And he goes, oh, okay, sure, yeah. Let me give you your Instagram, which best does game. Other things.
I thought he was asking how much does he pay her. That's what I thought.
That's what you were thinking? Are the Dick Wolf of radio. I know. It is amazing how you could find an angle like that.
I don't know why.
Good God, dude.
I feel like I've been operating at 50% capacity a lot of this week.
What's going on with you?
I don't know.
All right, let's see here. We got Ottawa. Let's go to some hockey. Ottawa Senators.
Hell yeah.
Their left wing, Brady Tkachuk.
Yeah.
He lost a tooth.
Uh-oh.
And he got like 9 stitches in his mouth.
Oh.
Fam jumped back in the game, though.
Nice.
And not only did he jump back in the game,
score.
He hit the game winner in OT.
That's wow. Badass.
What? Well, these boys are different in hockey.
Yeah.
They talk to him post-game.
How you feeling?
Yeah, I don't feel too good right now, yeah. But it'll be a tougher day tomorrow. But, yeah, whole 9 stitches, 1 tooth gone. So, oh, Jesus, got a face for radio right there now. So, that ain't good.
Well, you're...
That ain't good.
Oh, jeez. Got a face for radio right there, you know? Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
What about this one? What else we got for you boys?
Ooh.
Travel holiday. You guys, the travel has been a lot weaker here in DFW the past 2 days. Yeah. It's not as, cluttered as it must be. People must be off, I guess. I don't know.
Today I noticed it was
bad. The traffic?
Yeah.
I think all the kids got out of school early today because of exams. Okay. So coming in today was pretty rough.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm flying Sunday morning. I'm hoping to see some mystery drones. I think I'm going to have my eyes peeled the whole time.
Mystery.
I think the drones are looking for aliens.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they don't want to tell us that they're actually looking for aliens and the drones out there looking for aliens.
Alien those spacecraft?
Orbs, those orbs thing. Have you seen those orbs?
Yeah.
ABC, like 7 in New York. The cameras had that orbs on there, bro. And that was scary. I haven't saved. It's real life scary because they can't explain what that is. And that's what I think they're looking at. That's just my hypothesis.
I mean, the good news is they're not attacking us. I told Remy about the mystery drones and wife is like, don't tell her about the aliens. You'll scare her. But yeah. I'm telling her the aliens are nice. The aliens haven't hurt us. You know, if they're here. You know, they have our best interests at heart.
Friends.
I appreciate it.
That's Generation X for you right there. I'll tell you what. Scare the hell out the kids, yeah.
Until Dawson walks outside, the aliens grab him. Yeah. Oh, the aliens are nice.
Every night now, she's getting out of the bath and she's saying, Daddy, can we look at the aliens? And she wants me to search for it on Twitter. I'm like, yeah, let's see what the latest is.
Man. Yeah, my brother's Generation X. He's the one that told me, hey, anything can kill you. Did you know that? Anything. You can fall on a pencil, anything. You know what I mean? Have you scared, bro? Bullies. All right, let's go to ABC 11. A Live News in Atlanta. They caught up with a dude named Jerry Jones. Hmm. And he's been driving from Tennessee to Atlanta. And he is tired. Sick and tired of the holiday traffic.
I left Nashville at, 8:30. No, it's a 4-hour drive, 4.5 hours from Nashville to here.
Where are you headed?
Here.
You headed to Atlanta. Okay, so you finally made it, but it took you a while. What was going on the roads?
Traffic! Police ain't playing with your excuse my name. Chattanooga police bad. Traffic bad. That mountain, yeah, I already scared. Y'all find dumb. Excuse me, Langer. I'm going to go real fast. I hope you have an accident. Now I'm going to get out and get your wallet. Super duper bad.
What?
Traffic is so bad. Hitting Chattanooga, coming back this way. Excuse me, Langer.
Excuse me, Langer.
Oh, my God. Look at the traffic. You got to go back.
How do you keep your mind?
Sounds like a bottle of Jack.
Turn the music on and watch. Get. Jerry Jones, the broke, not the rich dies cowboy. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and that's sorry, cowboy. I hope they fired the illegal. He walked out the job site.
I hate him, man.
I hate him. Illegal gonna walk out the job. Sorry, sack of crap. I'm a Steelers fan.
Wow. I want to hang out with this dude this holiday season. Sounds like personality plus.
Sack of crap.
And coming down those hills out of the mountains, like he's probably coming out of the Smoky Mountains or something through Tennessee. What's out there in Tennessee? That is...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know exactly what he's talking about.
Because some people don't care, and some people in 18-wheelers will be changing lanes as you're going around a big bend. I'm like, can we just all just chill for about another half mile? Is it the chief answering a throw to audio? Is it Patriots wide receiver Kendrick Bourne and his wife? Is it Ottawa Senators Brady Tkachuk has a face for radio and the game winner? And we had A Live News in Atlanta, Georgia, caught up with a different Jerry Jones. I'm gonna go with the Senators guy there. I like that face for radio line. Keith Tkachuk's kid, Brady, nephew. I don't know. What do you think, Lucius?
Yeah, I'm riding with Mr. Jerry Jones.
We're tied at one, Will Chuck.
I'll go with Eric.
We're tied at one, Brian.
Eric.
By a score of 2-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion.
Eric.
Eric Chiafalo. Shining bright. Okay, Wolchuk, you got his broadcast responsibilities today. That puts you up next.
All right, let's do a little biggest L, biggest dub. Where have you taken some personal victories lately and some L's along the way? 877-881-1053. Whittaburger, shoe deals, and toes falling off. That's next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys. Talk to him about the Buccaneers, Trayvon Diggs, what Micah Parsons had to say, and several other topics here coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, it's time for Zach Wolchuk's Biggest L, Biggest Dub.
Let's do it. Where have you taken some victories lately? Where have you taken some L's along the way? 877-881-1053. It's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Big time dub for all your state champions right now as we've got the state championship games underway at AT&T Stadium. We got to watch an incredible finish in the 2A Division I game. Ganado getting the win over Stamford. Gunter with a 28-0 victory in 3A D2 over Woodville. And then how about Columbus? A big-time win over Malakoff, 48-14. I thought Malakoff, I mean, that's a proud school right there. Columbus didn't play. They did not mess around. Carthage, another state championship for them, 28-14. Shout-out to our guy, Tim. Good old Pappy. I got the Carthage Bulldogs hat on for you. I'm sure we'll hear him, what you drinking, what you thinking later on. Kilgore and Salina. Salina's going for number 9 here in the 4A Division I state championship. And South Oak Cliff, they're back. The Golden Bears, 5A D2, looking to win another state championship under Coach Todd tonight. That'll be the nightcap against Richmond Randall. And that'll wrap up tomorrow with some big-time games. 5A D2, the Scotties, Highland Park against Smithson Valley, and then South Lake Carroll against Austin Vandergrift, North Crowley against Austin Westlake, and the word is you might get some Dallas Cowboys appearing at that North Crowley game. Of course, Tyler Smith, proud North Crowley alum. Micah was saying, hey, I might go out there catch that game with you. So you might run into some of your favorite Cowboy players tomorrow at AT&T Stadium.
Awesome.
Jimmy Fun. Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. 817 said biggest L, having to work Monday. Biggest dub was just now leaving B-dubs off 114 and winning a hat. Congratulations to you, sir. Our buddy Walton Waco, Texan, Biggest L, got to Martin House late and didn't get a Tolo glass and missed seeing the general.
Oh, yeah.
That's an L.
That stunk for me. That was an L
the whole thing
on Saturday for me.
Man, I mean, overall, big dub. Martin House was incredible on Saturday, but yeah, I know you had to get out of there. But biggest dub, he did say, got to meet most of my favorite fan hosts and some Tolo brethren. So shout out to you, Walton Waco. You are a stud. 817, David from Midlothian. Biggest L, missed out on the Tolo holiday party at Martin House Brewery. Biggest dub, missed out because my oldest daughter, Kenzie, had a softball tournament, and she finished off her season with a championship win.
Let's go.
That would be a big win.
Big time dub. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely a dub there.
Nothing feels better than winning, man.
No, it's the best. It's the best, man. Big dub for Bobby Witt Jr. I mentioned this to you guys during a break yesterday, but he had a Dallas wedding reception that featured Whataburger, but they changed the name to Whittaburger for him and his marriage. So Colleyville Heritage alum came back home.
So it was catered by Whataburger.
It was catered by Whataburger. Yes, it was. And
that's
they,
a super fan right there.
They fit in the Bobby Witt, the Witt name with Whittaburger. And, I mean, it's just incredible. Like, they've got the whole menu in the background. They're taking pictures. It looked like quite the event. But, I mean, anytime you're going to a wedding and a Whataburger caters the wedding, it's like, yeah, that's almost, that might be better than an open bar.
It's iconic, and as DJ Pridemore fixes the printer over there in the Pimp Cup, I'm reminded DJ bought me my first Whataburger when I arrived in Dallas in 2010.
Okay.
I was talking about some of my favorite burgers. He's like, bro, you got to try this. I'll bring one to you tomorrow. And ever since then, it's been my new favorite.
Enchanting. It is. I don't honestly remember my first Whataburger.
We're up there on the 12th floor.
Wow, that's a good...
You know?
Yeah.
It's like you kind of just grow up here, so it's like I'm spoiled
you really
and you take it for granted. But
really
I can't
don't.
Remember... I,
probably 2 years old.
Maybe. I mean, like, I can't remember the first time I had... I was probably ordering the chicken nuggets or something.
I put the Whataburger in Athens, Texas in my will.
Did you?
Yeah, because we're at the lake, and I had so much to drink that they saved my life. I showed up. I was shaking so bad. I couldn't get the card to go in the slot. I had to hold my hand.
Wow. Sounds like you might have had heat stroke.
No, I'd had like too much Dos Equis. Like
maybe alcohol poisoning?
I was like
a
literally
stroke.
Like that. The sweet tea, I literally unwrapped the Whataburger while I was standing there paying.
Wow.
And stood there and ate it and drank the sweet tea. And then got my car and went back to the lake and started all over again.
That happened to me one time at the pizza spot BJ's.
Yeah.
I was dehydrated and I just played basketball for like 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I started shaking.
Yeah.
And I went in there and I was like, give me two of your biggest beers now. And I stood there at the bar and just slammed them both. And within about 5 minutes, I felt amazing.
Was it the blood that. Sugar? Was that
blood sugar and dehydration maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
I was circling the drain though. I felt like I might need an ambulance at any time.
Yeah.
Have you ever got an IV?
Yeah.
From like being dehydrated?
Yes. Yeah. After partying?
Yeah, they
for like 2 days and you get it, they come to your house and
they have these,
hook you
these
up on
places,
a Sunday.
Right. They can go and you can get an IV and
yep.
get yourself right.
I knew they have these in Vegas. Is this like everywhere?
They have them here in Dallas, bro.
Dude.
Yeah. Wow. And they don't cost as much as you think they do.
That's going to be an amazing feeling.
Couple of bags, Lucius, or just one?
You get one bag, something like that, however you feeling. But yeah, if you was wilding for a whole weekend, pull up on a Sunday,
and
run it through, you feeling good by the afternoon.
I ran a marathon where that one I told you about, I finished in South Bend. I ran that and I finished the race. And I take an immediate left, and the lady was trying to convince me, oh, you could drink your fluid back. And I looked at her and I go, ma'am, I'm a professional football scout. I've seen dehydration. She goes, okay, let's hook up. Two bags later, I walk out of there. I sent her a T-shirt, a Dallas Cowboys T-shirt. Like, listen, thanks for helping me out. But yeah, I knew. I'm like, ma'am, I cannot drink enough Gatorade to make up for what I just went through.
I need this.
Yeah.
Fill me up.
Yeah, I went into one of those Red Cross tents once, and they looked at me, and they were like, get in the tub. And they had like a cold tub. And I just sat down in that and guzzled water for about 30 minutes.
Jeez.
What were you doing? You must have looked a mess. What were you doing? Well, you walked in and was like, sir.
So this was in Salem, Oregon, and they had this 3-on-3 basketball tournament every like June or July. And the temperature had been like in the 70s, but all of a sudden it shot to like 99 degrees, which was way more than I was used to.
Yeah, that's going to get you.
And I wasn't hydrated. I think I had like one Diet Coke.
Yeah.
All morning long. Did 4 hours of radio and then tried to step on a basketball court.
Do you try and force yourself to drink water?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Okay.
I'm always drinking water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Biggest dub from the 817 went to B-Dubs today. Got to meet my heroes during their thing. And shout out to you going out there and supporting our boys, KMC. Biggest L found out this week my overactive dog tore a ligament in her leg. Had to drop $250 on a dog leg brace. Now she's on house arrest for 6 weeks while she heals. And those vet bills, they add up. They really, really do.
I kind of feel like that vets
take advantage
are killing it.
Are they better off than the real doctors, you think? The way they're kind of working. I know your patient can't tell you what's wrong.
Some of the stuff that I've heard, yeah, you might be onto something there, Brian. Some of these vet bills I find ridiculously expensive.
And people are willing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
people
are
willing.
It's like
$5,000 to have a transplant.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and do it. Let's go. I'm like, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Big dub for Asia Wilson. Nike agreed to a 6-year contract extension
for her.
After her third WNBA MVP. She's crushing it. And then Paige Becker's future Dallas wing also cashing in. First NIL athlete to launch a Nike player edition sneaker. So she's crushing it.
We need to all buy that for her.
Yeah.
So she's still playing?
She is. This is her last year at UConn. And then she'll be hitting the draft. And I mean, it seems like a foregone conclusion. The wings with the number one pick are going to take her.
Shoot, she plays this weekend against Juju.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, those Juju interviews, she's really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, she's a good personality. Yeah, she's going the right way. She was talking about her media relations and stuff like that. She has very comfortable doing all that stuff.
Yeah, she is. She's really, really smart. Big L for this UFC fighter. Now, it's a dub because he ended up getting a win in his UFC fight. Dustin Jacoby. So he fought this past weekend, beat Vitor Petrino at UFC Tampa. But 3 weeks before the fight, he completely ripped his right big toe off of his foot.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
How?
He was sparring, and he was doing some kickboxing, and he said, you know, he's never once had this happen, but he looks down, he grabs his toe to see how bad it was. His entire toe just came off his foot.
The whole toe, not just the toenail.
She said, I freaked out, I pushed it back, I looked around, and I was like, I've got to go somewhere right now. immediately goes to the doctor. Doctor says it's okay. It's just a dislocation. They go ahead and pop it back in. He's good to go.
Oh, so the flesh didn't tear?
So, yeah, it wasn't like he's holding it.
Okay.
Right, but it looked like it was just dangling there.
Yeah, these things aren't Legos, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, just the giving the image of that, that sounds terrifying. I don't know how I would have reacted, but thank goodness.
I pass out.
Doctors, yeah, probably. Doctors go ahead and pop that back into the socket. They stitched it back up. 2 weeks later, he was good to go and ends up winning the fight. It's a pretty incredible story, but my gosh, the life these fighters go through.
I'm so squeamish. I have to tell my doctors, if you have to describe things in detail that you're going to do to me, or even if you've done to others, please just spare me, because I'll start spinning and need to lay down.
Well, I mean, I learned, like, the first time I gave blood, I looked at it, made me feel sick. I thought I was going to pass out. Now I just
look away.
Just go ahead and do what you can do, Doc. I got to look
away. These nurses are so good at doing it, where next thing you know, you feel the cotton on there, and you're like, wow.
It's done.
Yeah.
If you look away, sometimes you can't even notice that it's been done.
Exactly.
Stephen Jones is set to join us. We'll talk with him about all the Cowboy stories as they get set to take on Tampa. Pregame Sunday at 3 o'clock, and we're back in the nation.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.